We're getting ready to start the meeting. I just want to remind folks, if you'd like to speak on a topic, there's speaker cards up there. We'll be calling folks at the end of the meeting to address any questions or comments that you might have. We're going to start with an opening prayer from Pastor Womack. Pastor.
All right, thank you. May we begin with prayer. Father, we thank you for this day. Every day is a gift that you give us. And what we do with that day is a gift back to you for your glory. I thank you for this township, and I thank you for the board. The trustees. Lord, I pray now tonight that you give them wisdom, give them knowledge, may they speak with integrity, may they show transparency, but give them discernment because there's many decisions that are made. We thank you for the people that are here, the part of the people in the community. We thank you for this, for the first responders. I must pray, Father, for our first responders that keep this community safe, and not only the first responders here, but throughout the city, state, and really, Father, throughout the country. Watch over those who watch over this country, including every branch of our armed forces. Now, Father, bless this this meeting tonight. May it go quickly, and I don't mean that in a bad way. I mean in a good way, so that we can get home safely with the roads. Prayerfully, they would stay safe. So we thank you from everything from the trustees, fiscal department, service roads, the service department, first responders, and we thank you for this community. Bless this time, please, in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
I'll ask Vice Chair Fleshman to lead us in the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
All right, can I call for a roll call, please?
Ralph?
Yes.
Ari?
Yes.
John?
Yes. All right. I'd like to make a motion to approve the following meeting minutes. Are we tabling?
Are tabling.
Okay. So I make a motion to approve regular meeting minutes. Are we tabling both of them? Or
yeah,
just, okay.
There's two.
Okay, then I'm going to make a motion to table the approval of the minutes.
Yes.
For January 23rd, 2020, regular meeting, and January 29th, 2020, special meeting. Is there a second?
Just a quick discussion.
Yeah.
It's just you were out, and that's when...
Right. I was on vacation whole time.
Yeah.
I
second that.
All right. There's motion second. Any discussion?
So we're seconding or going to table both.
Yeah, we're just a tabling.
Yeah.
Yep.
Okay. They'll be ready for us by the next meeting.
Any other discussion? I'll call for a roll call.
Ralph?
Yeah.
Ari?
Yes.
John?
Yes.
All right. We'll move to old business resolution, bills and payroll.
Okay. Be it resolved by the Board of Trustees of Franklin Township, Franklin County, Ohio, that the Board approves payroll ending on February 7th in the amount of $157,113.02. And bills in the amount of $105,519.12 for a total of $262,632.14 from check number 6163 to check number 62320. Electronic checks 20-0 through 2032.
All right, we have a
second
resolution for bills and payroll.
Discussion.
Is there any discussion?
Yes, sir. I just want to make it, when I was going through, just for the record, I did notice that on the OPERS, we had a late fee of $2,552.08, and police and fire for $1,000, there were two 500s. That brings the total to $3,552.08.
And those are in late fees?
Those are in late fees.
I did them on a Saturday and a Sunday, and it said that it took. I got the email for it, and then they called me a month later and said that October's had not been submitted, and I told them I did. And they, I sat with, I had on the phone with John Davis for Ohio Police and Fire, and we went through it again, and then it took, and he told me it took. And then the gentleman's name is Pete for OPERS, and I did the same thing with him.
Is there any chance of them forgiving or waiving that? I mean, that's a hefty.
I can call them.
I greatly appreciate it because, I mean, we're dealing with taxpayer dollars, and for them.
I was upset about it because I did that on a weekend when it was nice and quiet in here, and I was happy to have gotten it done, and then they told me that a month later, they told me October's had not taken. And then November, they said, you want to go ahead and do November while we're on the phone? And I said, yeah.
So, yeah, it would seem that it would seem like that they would want to work with us. I mean, obviously,
yeah.
That
I'll call,
we're a government
I'll call
agency.
Both of them
I'd appreciate
tell them that.
That
I received it.
So, with that, I have no further discussion on anything. If there's no further discussion, I would second.
Okay. There's a motion to second. Any other discussion?
No.
I'll call for a roll call.
Ralph?
Yeah.
Ari?
Yes.
John?
Yes.
All right. We'll bring up Laura Esterline to discuss.
Well, I got more.
Oh, you have more? Okay.
I bring in these next four our advances that the police and fire are going to pay back to the general fund in an advance. They got their draw of $500,000, and these advances were from 2014. So if they do need their money back, then going forward, you can allow them to borrow or make it a transfer.
Is there a discussion?
Yeah, I'd like to have a little discussion on that. What I'd like to do, if with board approval here, is to ask, we have the auditor coming in.
Yes, this is the reason why these have been typed up. He wants us to start trying to do what we can in the backlog of paying these back. And so I am on his, what he has requested, that's what these are. And like I said, these are advances clear back in 2014 that needs to be paid.
I understand.
This money goes back to the general fund, and it came to $106,000 that goes back. Because there are things coming up that the board is going to need money.
Yeah, we are.
We just paid $15,000 to help Jim Stevens.
Yeah.
And then later on, if the fire or police need money, then they can come back, and or when Mary takes office, if she sees that they are running low on funds, then she'll bring it to the board just like I have in the past. But it's going to end up falling on Mary also, that she's going to have to work in 15. All of 16's have been paid back. $450,000 has been paid back in 16. Now in 17, we have some. But we need to start showing good faith that the departments are paying back these advances.
I totally agree with you, Lisa.
But like I said, this money is being paid back. And if they need advances again, like next week or next month, the board can go ahead and do that and make these advances.
See,
but we have to show that we're paying, trying to pay them
here's
back.
Here's a major issue that I have. And, I think, to share it with the board, and Mark and I talked about it a little bit as well. A lot of these advances were prior to, or older.
Oh, yeah, they're old. Byron was not the police chief.
And, it really succeeded Chief Welch or Chief Smith, either one, really. I think Chief Welch, came into
office. And the just, auditor
he took office
this.
Just shortly in 2016, or 2015, I guess, just prior to me taking office. So, having said, of course, Chief Smith was very recent here within the last
Ferguson's plan is, but he said there is going to be paybacks on these advances. I don't know if he's going to make them pay at all at once, or if he's going to do a payback plan,
That's the other thing I want to get clarified too, is that, so what I would like to do is maybe propose a resolution here until we have the auditor make a ruling on how they want to do it.
I'd like to let the record show that the board is not willing to go.
There's a resolution.
I would rather confer with them to have us all on the same page, Lisa.
This is what you need to do.
So, Mr. Horn, just to clarify, you're making a resolution.
That we get everything confirmed with the auditor prior to.
Before making any fund allocation?
And any payback things or anything. And I think, from what I can see, that should come fairly quickly with the auditor. He indicated that he would be coming in real quick, didn't he?
Yeah, I know Lisa, when was he going to come in to, I know he's going to reach out to the fiscal department to come in and talk about the reconciliation contract. So that could be a time when we could do that.
Okay, so there's a resolution on the floor. Is there a second?
I would second that.
Is there any discussion? Okay, hearing none, I'll do a roll call.
Okay, but I need the resolution read out.
Just write the resolution.
All over the place,
sure, sure.
Robin, as prior to paybacks of any funds from the police and fire department, that we want to have the auditor have a look at them and come up with a solution as to how we...
For board approval.
And for board approval, too.
And I'd like the record to show that the board refused to take care of these issues that the auditor explained to me to have them done.
So noted. Roll call, please.
Okay, just one moment, please. I just want to make sure I understand.
Yeah, and I'd like you to read it back if you can, so there's no...
Right. That the board is going to advise with the auditors of the state before advancements are paid back for police or fire.
And if Lisa wants written in there, she just have it say that she had brought it to the board and so forth. And
she did her due diligence.
Okay, and John, you seconded it?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. All right, and then Ari, we're asking for a vote?
Yes, sir.
Okay, Ralph?
Yes.
Ari?
Yes.
John?
Yes.
Thank you.
So if you would just kind of read back to us a little bit.
Okay. I put that the board will advise with the auditors of the state's office before advancements are paid back, any of the current advancements that are being paid back by police or fire, and or fire.
Yeah. And,
sounds good.
And the fact that the fiscal officer Morris had brought it to before the board for movement tonight, I want to make sure that's so... She's done her due diligence, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
All right, Ms. Esterline.
Hi, everyone. Laura Esterline, broker at RE/MAX Keep It 100. Have a little bit of last month's thing I just want to make a couple comments on. Thank you, Ralph, Christy Horn, and Mark Potts for attending the closing for 1884 Little. We brought in $8,530. I believe you received a check.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. We had to hold two over because the funds hadn't hit the accounts yet. So I have those two and the checks with me. One is for Lindbergh. We sold for $5,000. So we have a check for $4,300. And then the other is all time record over at 3506 Brookside. List price was $28,000. We sold for $28,000. We got a check for $25,920. So our last month's total on our sales was $38,750. We had a holdover on 3303 Brookside. Thanks, Mark. We've been working with COSIC. They transferred this with a lien on it. We were working with the title companies. We went back to COSIC. It went around a few times. They wanted us to accept a partial agreement and pay half.
Mm-hmm.
And we went back and we're like, no, it's covered under the other title. So this is a clear release of that. So we're able to close on that property now. So the township has paid $0 to release the lien. So you have a copy.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
So we'll be able to close on that soon, put it in this month. And that's that's another
$10,000.
Okay. So we're clear on that. And then this evening, I bring to you three contracts. The first property is
Searles.
I can't say orange.
Just think about a southern Searle in the morning. Okay. Have a little Searle. Searle milk.
There's also a little pot-bellied pig that lives on that street. I'm not joking. Like one of our residents has a pot-bellied pig as a pet there, and I will go drive down just to see him sometimes. He's really adorable.
You like bacon?
No, he's a cute little pig.
Aww.
So this property is 0.32, so it's a smaller lot. So we did have an offer before, if you guys reflect back. We had an offer for $3,000, and we were like, no. That same person came back at $3,750, and I'm like, no. I started reading him, little comped at $9,500. We just sold another property for $25,000, so You know, we're not at 3,000. So he came back at 5,500 after about 17 back and forths.
So if I may, Chairman, is this something that he just wants to have a bigger lot, or is this something that we may see a new building go on?
He wants to build more, but he owns a couple surrounding lots. His intention is not to have a parking lot.
Okay.
We say you have to disclose your intention if you're going to give us an offer.
Well, I mean, I've never been one against, I would like to have more land. I mean, you can't have enough.
Right. He owns a property.
But, you know, it's just how they keep it, yeah.
Yeah. Well, this gentleman's name is Neil Pandya. And he said he's lived in this Franklin Township for pretty much most of his life.
Okay.
So he was like, I really, really want the property.
I'll take
it's adjacent to his. It connects his.
And what did we have it listed for?
We started at the property at 7,500, and we're at 5,500.
Yeah.
We didn't have any other interest. Mm-hmm. We've been going back and forth with him since December.
Yeah. All right.
So, yeah. About 17 times.
I'm comfortable accepting it. How's the board?
Yeah.
Okay.
Make a motion.
Make a resolution number.
We're going to be at 20-027.
To accept the $5,500 offer on, what was the address?
Searles.
What was the address number?
The address is 1091.
Searles.
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 Is there a second?
Searles.
I'll second that.
There's motion second. Any discussion?
No.
All right, I'll call for a roll call.
Ralph?
Yeah.
Ari?
Yes.
John?
Yes.
Here,
I'm not used to it being last yet.
It's going to take me time to.
Yeah.
So the next property to talk about is 1249 Richter. So Richter is interesting because we've had a lot of buzz about Richter, a lot of inquiries. Actually got over 500 hits. We had it listed for $9,000. We creatively pitted the people against each other and said, you need to make your best offer. So we've got one offer for $10,500 and another offer for $10,500. But on the first offer, they added a $1,000 escalation clause. So it's really $11,500 on offer number one, and offer number two stays at $10,500. These all have provided proof of funds. So we have offer one and offer two. So one is $11,500, and the other is $10,500.
Any discussion from the board? Here now, I'm going to make a resolution to accept the offer for $11,500 for 1249 Richter. Is there a second?
I'll second.
There's a second. Any discussion? Hearing none, I'll do a roll call.
Ralph?
Yeah.
Ari?
Yes.
John?
Yes.
That's 20028?
Yes, 20-028.
All right, so the other one. Keep in mind, last month we sold a property on Little for $9,500. So then we priced the next property at $10,000, 1523 Little Avenue. We have one offer in, and we've said make your best offer, and it's now $11,000.
And this is where?
This is at 1523 Little Avenue. We had it listed for $10,000, and we have an offer for $11,000.
Wow. And do we, again, I'm going to ask just for the record.
No, okay.
Do we know, is this a person that's buying this adjacent, or?
No, this is a person that's going to build on it.
Okay.
This is a person that's designated, they're going to build a house.
Okay.
Great.
This, and they have it written in, I've made them write it in the contract now, we've changed, and also on these contracts that you guys know, we've shortened the time frame. They have to put a deposit of $1,000 within 48 hours.
Okay.
We chased a lot of people around last month, and we learned. And then the other thing is they have to close within 15 days.
Okay.
So we're going to have cash flow right away.
Okay.
So we're not going to keep, we're learning and we're adjusting to so that we have more cash flow.
So I'll make a resolution to accept the $11,000 offer for 1523 Little Avenue. Is there a second?
I'll second.
Any discussion? Hearing none, I'll call for a roll call.
Ralph?
Yeah.
Ari?
Yes.
John?
Yes.
And that's 20-029.
So for this following February, I have a total of we'll be bringing in $38,000 more dollars. So, I just want to say one thing. I want to get back together with Ralph or whoever, you know, so that we can sit down and let's define some more properties and keep the pipeline going because we can get this kind of money every month.
Yeah.
let's keep working on it, because you want to get to your goal that you have, you know, back here. No. So I want to make sure to get the money to get that, to do that. You know what I mean? That's always been my goal. And right now we're off to the races and beating last year's numbers as far as monthly.
Yeah, if Robin and Mark would kind of, you know, we kind of got into this thing, Robin and you and I and a couple others there. And
Well, some of the folks, a couple of the banks that are financing through for the, have been calling because they've had needed some clarification on like the sewer, you know, because they're just lowers disclosing all of that. And so they're kind of calling in to say, hey, you know, the buyer's asking this or the buyer's asking that. So we've been trying, between Mark and I, have trying to guide them. And like these buyers here for Little and Richter, we've encouraged them to come to the meeting next Tuesday night, you know, just in case they might qualify. I mean, if they're getting ready to build, they need to understand the steps.
I believe, though, if I'm correctly, but I can try to talk with commissioners or the, you have, there's a timeline you have to be a resident before you can get that.
But depending, I mean, I understand that, but depending upon where they live now, like if they're buying and moving.
Right, you know, but you have to own that said property for a period of time before you can qualify for that.
Oh, because I didn't read that part, so. I mean, if
at least unless it's changed. I mean, each time, each time that we've been able to bring this out, I mean,
well, I'll look
back,
at it again because I never saw. I mean, in this news set that there was a timeline.
It may, see, and that may.
Because I think they're trying to get more people.
Right, and every time, because if you remember when it first started out, it was like 18 something. I'm like, come on, guys, you the person in the middle that has kids in college, the, you know, their two car payments and etc. We need to try to help. The money's there. Let's try to help these residents that are in the middle that want to hook up but they can't afford it.
Right. And I told him I was not a professional in the category.
Sure.
That's why I wanted him to come to Tuesday night's meeting.
Yep.
Ms. Tessa, anything else for us?
No, that's basically all I have.
Any questions from the board?
Yeah, I have one question there. When we met last week there, you had mentioned that maybe your friend might be interested in salvage over there in the White House or whatever. Had you had an opportunity to speak with her? I'd like to move on that as soon as you can.
I did.
GM3, you know, she has a friend that
Mark.
Yeah, okay.
I'm actually her apprentice. I'm an apprentice auctioneer for Sherry Gray, who's a 20-year auctioneer. And we talked a little bit briefly about perhaps instead of taking all that stuff out and carting it somewhere or moving it and moving it again, to see if the auctioneer would come in and auction it off. And I kind of talked to Mark a little bit. She wanted some pictures. If we could get the pictures right away over to her, she can best determine. Now, at auction, it is, you know, you get what you get, so we don't know what it will get. But she does do offices and things like that. She's a she does properties, and she's been auctioneer a very long time. So I approached her to see, but she said that she, if we could just even photos on the phone is okay, so she can get an idea of what is in there and that she can help. And then she'll honestly tell you so that you guys can decide,
that
you know, sounds, what you want to do.
That sounds great. I want to get
so I just was
because we're not using any of that stuff.
Yeah, we wanted to try that. That's what I indicated.
Right. And she has, they have trucks and stuff and crews that come and get stuff. Use them. I've used them in houses before to come get stuff and take it to auction where people don't want it. And I've used them to sell houses before.
That's flush
with that. Yeah, I have, Mark, I don't know if you were going to speak on it, but Laura's here about some of the properties possibly working either with the city, the county, converse together to see about the tiny home type situation. Did you want to speak on that now with Laura here? Or is it encompass with that, or does it matter?
Yeah, I could talk about that a little bit. There's been some talk about from some groups in the county that they may be interested in programs where they brought in smaller homes for first-time home buyers, for other individuals, and they were looking for good places to possibly do that.
Right.
So
within the township.
Within the township. Mm-hmm. So as we acquire more vacant lots, or even remember we talked about zombie properties. If we ever get anything that has bones, that's what some people call those, zombie properties.
Mm-hmm.
That we could maybe work with a group like this to do that and help possibly lower income housing tax credits. We talked about that a little bit the last time. So yeah, that's something.
I think
that's
you, Fred, you the three of you, Fred, and you guys should get together so that Laura has an idea, so that it's all together. If you guys would be able to correspond together, and that way you all, everyone's together, knows what we're looking for.
Okay.
It has to be the right fit in the area and etc. So,
John, I know in the past, or you
had some conversation with some people relative to that tiny home thing.
Yes.
And was that one? Is that one that Fred is? Fred Reeser.
Yeah, Fred. Yeah, Fred Reeser's group is one that wants to put up the funding for this, and then by having a co-op, either working with the city or working with the county, reaching across the table and holding hands, helping out with the sewer, the water, and you know, obviously there's going to be the zoning issues and stuff like that.
Right.
I think what we have seen collectively throughout, like Denver, different places like that, it has worked out tremendously
places. The news on.
So we would be the first ever to bring that to Columbus. Yeah. If Franklin Township could pull this off by leading the way, it would be the first in Ohio.
I think it's a great idea.
So
awesome.
I've been working on this for like Fred.
Yeah.
2 years I've been trying to. Yeah. And now it's starting to get like maybe he's got something.
Yeah. Well,
I'm all about this.
We've had a little discussion on it prior. But the one we had really inside Mark was that the old Christian Drive-In Theater.
Right, on Ray Avenue. If that would be a great opportunity if we were able to obtain that property, but you know, we've missed it and it's been sold, not sold, out of tax, issues with that. If we turn that into something that was viable and a growing, thriving community, then we've all heard the issues with the high grass, the dumping of stuff, car stolen, dropping there. If we can take a site like that and use it to help people that are getting into the tiny homes.
That would be a great piece of property.
It would. It used to be the old drive-in.
We need affordable housing.
Yeah.
We need affordable housing.
Yeah.
We did have a brief discussion, just to put this on the table at the closing, about money back. Mm-hmm. Because strategically we sold these lots of money back, but if we get a bunch more in bulk, or we get more, because the developer said if we could get up to 15, Robert, who owns the title company that was here, said that he's coordinated a couple efforts with the funding on those.
They
start at 15 lots.
I'm so glad that you said that, because when we started getting property, I got a little bit of heat because we were sitting on them, and that was my very thought. Because a couple years ago when we were gathering these, some of the board at that time did not understand what I was trying to explain to them, exactly what you said. Because
get me 15 and I said okay.
If we're able to bring in newer homes, develop, people are going to invest in that area.
Yeah.
We're bringing up a part of the township that is, it's just going to spark new life.
Well, the money back's going to get hot when they start breaking the
absolutely.
Ground on these, too.
It's I would love that. I mean,
Robert,
one way in, one way out. And
Robert and his group, or, you know, he has a group of investors.
Sure.
Of which he is a member of the group.
Right.
Awesome. Just let me know if I can help. I'd love to help.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Well, we're going to go forward with some talk on that for sure. Yeah.
Okay.
Thank you.
All right. Police Chief Smith.
Lieutenant Ratliff.
All right, Lieutenant Ratliff, you're up.
We can't take answers to the end.
I'm getting up. It just takes me a little longer than these.
Not just tiny homes on one property.
I basically got the stats report to you guys for last year and for January. January, I'll do last. In 2019, we had 294 accident reports that we took, 1,197 citations issued. 378 warnings issued for traffic offenses, 830 offense reports, crime reports, 7,194 runs, 1,740 pickup runs, that's where we initiate a stop or something, 62,766 miles driven by officers outside of the runs, 8,378 camera citations for speed. Court cases, out of all that, 612, with only 8 officers having to be called in, and we impounded 551 cars.
I have a question on that, sir.
You want this?
Yeah, it goes in the
Can you make me a copy?
Sure, sir.
Lieutenant, I have a question, if I may.
Sure.
On that. As you and I talked, I wanted to find out, were any of those cars that were parked at that car lot that's parked in easement with no tags, were they removed or just one?
One was. They had. There was only one car that he ended up going over there and getting on that. Okay, he's going back. That guy came in the next day, and he was warned that.
So now he understands.
Need to be off of the road or right. getting impounded. So.
Right.
You know, one other question, and maybe this is for the chief. Officer Francis had mentioned a few days ago that, you know, regarding the semi parking over at Havenwood.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he's been putting warning sticker or warning notices on the semis.
Okay.
And I think he sent us a text today that it was completely clear. There was no.
There was only one semi there.
Right? Yeah, one whole day.
So, yeah. Out of all those lots, the pictures actually.
Thank you.
So. So it
all right, Lieutenant.
Okay, for January, for last month, we had 34 accident reports that we took, 87 traffic citations, 56 warnings for traffic offenses, 117 reports, 912 dispatch runs, 199 pickup runs last month, 10,323 miles driven on patrol, 54 cases and no officers called in.
Great.
And the past few days, we've had quite a spike in overdoses. Our officers have administered.
I think the county generally did, didn't they?
Well, just for example, yesterday twice our officers administered Narcan, and the day before four times. So that gives you an idea. You know how much we've been doing this.
I did one today.
Yeah, myself. The guys are definitely running into a spike in the overdoses. There must be a real bad case of.
Yeah, I know the prosecutor and coroner put out a statement saying that there was a bad batch of fentanyl or heroin or something.
Any questions?
It's all bad batches.
Yeah, that's true.
Right.
Any questions on board?
No, thank you. Anything?
No, thank you.
Thanks. Anything?
All right, we'll bring up the Sheriff's Department for a report out.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Good evening.
Good evening.
So real quick, for 2 weeks from January 23rd to February 6th, we took 450 calls to service. We took, and I'm sorry, that's actually... minus 65 from 2 weeks prior. We had a total of 65 reports, which is actually a positive 14 extra reports from 2 weeks prior. And kind of go off with the ODs, we had 10 drug-related offenses, which is even for the 2 weeks, but we had 6 ODs. We had 2 on Brownwood Road, 1 on February 1st, 1 on February 3rd. We had a traffic stop on Brown Road that had a drug-related arrest. Had one on Eakin Road, January 28th. Had 2 at Little and Brown. Both of those were traffic stops on January 29th. And so then to go with the drug-related, the ODs, again, Brown Road was February 1st, February 3rd. Climb Road, February 4th. On Broad Street, February 4th, Coolidge, February 5th, and one on Harrisburg Pike, February 1st. So again, pretty good increase in ODs. Yes. We had 6 burglaries, which is minus 10. One on Alkire Road, January 28th. One on Forest, February 4th. One on Viotis, January 31st. We had 6 stolen cars, which is actually minus 1. And out of those, I only got 4 listed, and I believe the other 2 were not actually stolen. They were repos. So Leesburg, January 28th. One on Jamestown, January 30th. One on Georgesville Road on January 30th, and King Edward Court on January 31st. We had 2 recovered stolen vehicles. This is actually kind of technically in the city, but I believe it was either us or your officers who recovered the vehicles. Both of them were on Sullivan and Oakley on February 2nd. We had 11 weapon-related runs. That's an increase of 8. We had 2 of them on Harrisburg Pike, January 29th. It's actually in the same apartment complex. One on January 31st, King Edward Court. Georgesville Road on January 31st and February 2nd on Deer Road. That weapon-related run on Deer Road was also a robbery. So that's an increase of one. We had 21 related thefts throughout Franklin Township, and that's a positive three from 2 weeks prior.
Is this a common, or are we a spike in thefts in vehicles? I don't know if we've really had those stats before.
As far as thefts out of vehicles or thefts of vehicles?
Both.
So we've had a pretty good increase since I've taken over as the liaison, I've noticed, in auto thefts. And particularly, I think we talked about this before at Brown Road at the gas station over in Havenwood. There's a pretty good increase. We're trying to do a couple of little projects to help deter that.
Sure.
Haven't got to that point yet.
Got you.
Any questions on the board? Any other questions? All right. Thank you so much.
All right.
Bring up the road. Fire department. You handling without Assistant Chief Adams?
You don't have your backup?
Yeah, it's been tough, I tell you that.
Thank you.
I just have a few things. Moving on to the agenda here. I need to purchase two new tires for this truck that's right here, the 2000 Quantum. It's due. Last time it was in for service, they recommended we get two front tires.
Quantum on?
The truck over here. The 2000 Quantum.
2000 Pierce Quantum.
Pierce Quantum.
Is it a fire truck? Or?
Yeah, fire truck.
Oh, okay. Okay, I'm thinking of Quantum truck. Is that made by Chevy?
I enclosed two quotes along with it. I'd like to go with the cheaper one, obviously, with State Tire.
Okay, yep. What's the cost?
Not to exceed $1,210.
So I'll make a resolution to get two front tires for the 2000 Pierce Quantum truck, not to exceed $1,210. Is there a second?
I will second that.
Any questions? Discussion? Hearing none, I'll do a roll call.
Okay, hold on. So, John, you second it?
Okay. Yes.
Okay, Ralph?
Yeah.
Ari?
Yes.
John?
Yes.
I just want to put a question for you.
Yes, sir.
Do they give us any recap charge if we turned the old tires in? Or what?
Ooh, I don't know. I know we can't use recap for all, but...
Yeah. Are they doing that here to come out here and put them on? Usually they have that service.
That big of an ordeal with those tires. We usually take it up there. It's just north of Valley View
and
Harrison.
Yep.
Yeah. Now, some of your dealers will give recap. I used to get them on my semi.
I can check on recap, see if they give us a discount. Yeah, usually they charge us to take our tires with
them. Because they can send those back. You know, those caps, they can recap and resell to various other companies. So they're worth money.
When did you become a tire man? I thought you were the trash man.
He's a semi.
Jack of all trades.
Okay.
You might even check with like Lonnie Brown and see if they, because I had tires that I had a bunch of tires and I took them down there and I sold them to him and had good lunch money.
He bought them.
Oh, yeah.
And they usually charge me every time I do something.
No, they were. He bought them.
What are we doing with all these tires in the township? Can we take them down there?
Yeah. Well, I mean, they've got to be somewhat a decent tire. You can't be seeing the air in it.
Well, you know, an example would be, Chief, trading in your recap of old tires.
Yeah.
They could actually cap them and recoup or maybe even make half.
Yeah, I'll ask them if they'll give us a credit for it.
So they're worth money. It's just like a trade-in for your battery thing,
These are the unusually wide tires. Like, they're not regular tires, they're wide. I don't know if they can recap those.
It just depends on if it's a popular tire or not.
But now, they won't do it without you ask them.
Okay.
And, so you have to set up a problem with them.
Okay, I will check into that
If they won't, then, you may want to shop a little bit to find another dealer that will.
Okay.
The tire dealer,
Moving on, computers. I've been going around upgrading over Windows 7, at least on the fire department side, to Windows 10. Windows 7 is dead, everybody knows, and It's actually, according to our IT person, they're vulnerable to hackers and stuff. Microsoft left open a little window that you can still use to upgrade it for free. Mm-hmm. So I've been doing that. I've done all of them but one. There's a 10-year-old computer. It's slow already, and it's not going to take it. So I got a price from our IT company. So I'd like the okay to purchase one computer for $750.42.
Discussion on that real quick.
Yep. I need two, but I'll just do one right now.
Okay, so on that, can you give me the make, model, and et cetera? Give me some specs.
Yeah, when he went through and told us what all we needed, he recommended we purchase OptiPlex 3070 SFF BTX. Has an Intel Core processor, i5-9500, 6 cores, 9 meg, or whatever.
Okay. I think you should go for that. You said enough. I heard something that I wanted to hear.
The i5?
Yeah. The i5s, they're pretty much, you know, they're trying to push them to get rid of them.
Oh, is that what it is?
Yes. So my question would be to him is, they're up to the i7s. And the way to think of what is the i5, what is an i5-7, it's think of it a little motor in there. So you have 5 motors in there working versus 7. So as computers get better, you know, before you used to hear it called a dual core or quad core,
yeah.
And now it's just an i. I would find out if it's, it shouldn't be much difference. Even like when you got yours, you got an i7.
Mm-hmm.
Because they don't tell you that, because everyone wants to get rid of the i5s that are out there. You can go online and they're only $100 difference or so. So I would check with that, because the reason I say that is the i5s are now old. We're always going to be then at one point, it's not going to run a additional upgrade. Yeah. You may pay $100 more now, but you'll end up in the end being longer on your programs.
Yeah, so if you guys give me the right of way, I'll just buy one.
I'll make a resolution to buy a desktop computer not to exceed $1,000.
Yes.
For the fire department. Is there a second?
I'll second that.
Any discussion?
No.
All right. Roll call, please.
Ralph?
Yeah.
Ari?
Yes.
John?
Yes. Do you need a resolution to dismiss of old properties as far as the computer?
Yeah, we just stack it up and we'll do it all at once.
Okay.
Well, I got a bunch of like some older laptops and stuff.
And you take the hard drives and all that out.
Absolutely.
Gotcha.
Current projects, I'm working with the Red Cross and possibly doing a blood drive for the township. There's a form I have to fill out, and I have to have at least 30 people committed to giving blood at the time. Absolutely.
Help me up.
And so you all may be
29, yeah.
Ask for that next few trustees meetings, if you'd be okay to give blood. But before they come, they kind of want a partial commitment from people. They say if they get 30, you know, 20 will show up or something. So, but that's what I'm working on right now.
I'll volunteer my wife, too.
How about your cat?
Yeah.
How about the cat?
Everyone knows about the cat. Okay.
I'll update you as soon as it starts to grow a little bit.
I got rid of my cat and dog, so I don't know about me. I get wheezy when I get blood.
Another current project I'm working on, I collaborated with about 4 or 5 other departments in the area. We all use Change Healthcare to do our EMS billing, and we are out of contract by a year through our EMS company. We're paying a 6% rate right now, so verbal commitments, I got them to go back a year, give us a 5.5 rate, and anything from today forward is going to go to a 5. I'm working with the other chiefs. I am happy with those numbers because that's around $10,000 a year that we would save. So we may end up, I may bring that back to you guys. But
well, I thought Chas was the only one that saved money over there.
He does the grants, I do the
bills.
I just want to update you guys on what I'm doing. And we're actually the 4 or 5 different chiefs in the area, which is Jackson, Pleasant, Prairie, Norwich, and us. And we're kind of like brainstorming different ideas and better ways to save everybody money.
Sure. Great. Keep up good work.
I'll update you on the rest of that later on.
Any discussion from the board? Any comments?
Yes.
Go.
I don't. our phone systems.
Yeah, I'll pop that now.
I'm stealing Mark's thunder on this. We all been working, actually, me, Robin, and Mark, we met with our phone guy.
Jeff. Don't forget Ralph. He was looking everywhere for me.
Ralph was supposed to be here, but he canceled on us.
I wouldn't leave
him. Sure, he gets that credit. Ralph's going to run some string with some cups on it. You got to make sure everyone can talk across
it. Yeah, I'm trying to call. Couldn't call Lisa. I couldn't call Mark. Mark still don't have a phone.
No, he's got my phone.
I got her phone.
But just so.
I said, you know. I guess a guy has been around a while, you don't feel at home until you get a phone.
Until you get your own landline.
I forgot about that.
Can you please bring that up so they can read a resolution?
I'll do it next time.
Okay. I can already have one on the table. Because we forgot to do it in January.
Yeah.
I knew those phones were around somewhere, didn't you? Todd finally found them?
Yes, they were upstairs. Yeah, okay. We found most of them, and we also found some that are over at the White House.
Okay. Yeah, I say they were sitting in that back room.
They're actually worth a little bit more. The ones that we found at the White House are valued about
$100. See, when we found the big thing on finding the phone, is we could cut the heck out of the cost of
buying a new one.
Getting him back in here, you know.
All right, so what's the plan?
What the game plan is to go back to our old system. The guy came in and told us everything we have is fine. It's all up and operating, and it'll do us just fine. He said, going outside to this cloud-based system, because it's expensive. I'm like, yeah, we know. I checked into that. I think we have about another year and a half left in that contract. But I bet if you give somebody the authority here that's real good with bills and talking to people, that they will be able to talk us right out of that contract.
Yeah.
Okay.
Make a motion.
Yeah, go.
I'd like to make a motion to extend talks with company
Megapath, which
Megapath.
Is. Oh, what do you want for this new one?
No, no, for both.
Okay, we want to go with EVS to not exceed $3,342.
So this is going to be a resolution.
Yeah.
So I'd like to restart this. I'd like to make a resolution to allow the police chief. To
fire
move,
excuse me,
fire chief,
all right, Myron.
Mark Potts.
And Mark Potts, the administrator, to craft together our phone system as deemed necessary, not to exceed a total of $3,400.
And the quote from EVS is here, and that's for the one Robin and I and the chief.
I'll second that. Is there any discussion? Hearing none, I'll do a roll call.
Hey, Ralph?
Yeah.
Ari?
Yes.
John?
Yes.
Yeah, actually, that...
Okay, so how are we going to get rid of the old business?
Well, that's another motion. That's like, you want to make the second one?
Yeah.
Now, just for information, I don't think that billing is going to run near that much since we located the other phones and
correct.
Everything. So mm-hmm.
Yeah. You're correct.
So yeah.
It's
just, come down way
so it's
down
just implementation.
Okay. You mean that first one I said?
Mm-hmm.
So, to clarify... to the board that I'm withdrawing the motion that I started off to replace said motion to a resolution number 20-032.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. If there's no further questions, I'd ask for a second.
I'll second that. Roll call.
Mm-hmm. Ralph?
Yes.
Ari?
Yes.
John?
Yes.
All right, so we're good on all that?
Yes.
Great.
Robin,
anything else?
Robin, would you care to call Fusion or Megapath? And
as long as the board gives me permission to do
well,
so.
I just extend how he sees fit. So if
mm-hmm.
you want to work with them, it's open. You guys are on that.
I received
all right. Mr. Fleshman, you have a question?
Yeah.
Correct.
I'll wait till he gets open.
And then okay. We received the bill.
Chief, I wanted to extend and I want to share some. It's, a lot of my neighbors here sitting here know the issues that we have with the auto boutique across the street from us on Wilson Road. Thank you so much for going by, looking at that, and the seriousness of the fire issues with the way they have how many cars on a lot mm-hmm. and that Columbus has. So far, it's, you can't get a... I wouldn't say they're legal, but it's better than what they had. And also, I wanted to... our sheriff department back there... approximately 900 Wilson Road. It's 900 Wilson Road is the Waffle House. Right across the street used to be a Shell station and a mm-hmm. gas station. So what has happened now is they have no dealer tag. So when you go there to drive a vehicle, they just take it out and it just has a tag on the back that says Auto Boutique. They are in violation with the City of Columbus. I have been with City Code for 2 years. It's been in court, out of court. They keep allowing, in my opinion, they keep allowing this atrocity to continue. So just to let you know that if you're in there, I guarantee you every car you see that comes out of there will not have a tag on it.
So yeah, like I'm working with Columbus Fire right now with that.
Do you know why they don't have any dealer tags?
Well, it costs money.
That's not a good point.
And if they don't have a dealer tag, guess what else they probably don't have?
Insurance.
Exactly.
That's right.
All right. Any other questions for the board for the fire department?
No.
All right. Hearing none. Jim Stevens, Road Department, you're up.
I don't need that much help in next. Getting close, though.
Hi, Jim.
I'll make mine hopefully short and sweet. I only had one thing on the agenda, but I need to add something. Just want to let you know that the annual big report that I have to do, the MS4 reporting for Franklin County Soil and Waters, and the Ohio EPA, which makes us compliant with the Franklin County MPDES and EPA permit, our part is done, turned in, everything's good to do, which is what they came and talked about in November. So that's done.
Great. Good job.
What I do have on the agenda is, and I know I spoke about this in our quarterly meetings, was our water jet. Unfortunately, the other day, we were down on Greenleaf and we were running the storm lines down there like we normally do on all of ours, and the pump finally went out. Now, I've babied this thing along for the last few years, packing with the packing, tightening the packing, lubricating it up. The pump no longer gets any pressure whatsoever, so it's down. We pulled the pump out of the unit. It's a 1989 machine.
It's 4 years old. About that thing.
I got the pump pulled out of it.
Oldest my truck is.
We've got it sitting out there in the shop. A new pump for that is $6,600. I finally found a company down in Cincinnati that could possibly rebuild this pump. I was in contact with them today when I came back into the office, and I'm waiting to hear back from them. Nobody locally will rebuild this style of pump, so if I can get a price from them to just get the thing rebuilt, get it back on the road to where we can use it, that would be great. Not only is the pump going bad, it's got three different sets of hoses on it that we've had to keep cutting. They're getting old. They're going to need to be replaced also in time or whenever. And you're probably looking at about maybe $3,500 total in the new hoses for that. So you're looking at almost a little over $10,000 to get this thing back up and running.
So I have a question, if I can interrupt you, sir. Is the age on it, and I've known you've done great work at being able to craft and weld and make things work on that. What is the cost of that, even if we got one used that is more into today's date, meaning even if it was a 2018, 2016, or even a 2020, the amount of money that we would be putting into that to go towards something newer, because even if we put $3,000 to $6,000 into that and it goes down again, there's no value to salvage anything out of it.
Right now, and I appreciate you bringing it up because I kind of segues into my next part.
I should have waited,
no,
sir.
No, you're fine. Looking into this machine, being a 1989 model, it still has a value. They're being sold right now. It still has a value of anywhere from $15,000 to $18,000. I mean, they're an expensive piece of equipment when you get them. What I decided to look into, Ryan and I spent a lot of time on the computer looking for actually for somebody that can rebuild this pump. And I decided just on a whim, let's see what's out there new or used or whatever. We were able to find some units that are out there today that weren't available at this time when this machine was bought, that can actually do more than just
brings us into the new century.
Yeah. They actually have units out there now. Excuse me. We're kind of at the county engineers' mercy when we have to run a line and have to come, which you've seen, where we've had to have it backed out and whatnot, or hydro excavated, where we've got three situations right now where we have to repair some storm lines. We called them in for oops come out and they marked all the utilities, and then all of a sudden Columbia Gas puts a sticker on it and says you can't can't do any digging in this area right now mechanically. So we're in a situation, we've got to wait for the county engineers to come out with their hydro excavator and be able to blast it out with water, which is the best way to do it anyhow. The only way to do it, when they won't allow us mechanically to dig unless you hand dig, and digging down 5 foot with the shovel is not that easy. So we're looking at some of these. There's some units that are out there that actually right now it has the capabilities with more pressure to be able to jet our lines out, and on the same unit have a vac truck. It's got a big vac tank and everything on it, so you can vac, you can water jet, you can hydro excavate and everything on one trailer. So we would actually be self-contained, self-sufficient with what we would need to do. What I would like to look into, and possibly if I can get the approval to do so, is to continue that search just to kind of see what's out there. With that being said, I want to kind of hold off on buying a brand new pump to put into the unit that we've got. If I can get this company down in Cincinnati to say okay and give me a price to rebuild it, now I'll have to take it down there. Got to save on shipping back and forth.
Shipping and everything.
A company that I contacted yesterday and I talked to, they were out in Utah about one of their machines, just to kind of get some information on it. Informed me about a conference. It's a trade show. I knew that it always takes place in Indiana almost every year. There's a Midwest Municipal Trade Show that takes place in Indianapolis, actually February 18th through the 20th. And it is focused around that type of work, municipalities for storm sewers, where it's got the hydro excavators, it's got everything. I would like to ask the board if they would give me the approval to take one person with me. I'd like to take everybody to take one person with me to go to this show on the 18th, just to go see what they offer. You know, instead of spending time on a computer and looking around, I'll actually have hands-on where I can see what they've got.
Sure.
I was at the trade show down here today, which I said I was going to go mid-morning, so, and they really didn't have anything at all.
So I'll make a motion to allow Jim Stevens to, him and one of his associates or one of his employees, to go and do a fact-finding mission at a, not a conference, but a show that's in Indiana coming up on the 18th. If there's no further discussion on it, I'd ask for a second.
I'll second that.
John, there's a $60 cost per person.
Okay, so now I'm going to change this. I would like to rescind that motion. I would now like to make a resolution number
20-033
to allow Jim Stevens, Road Department Supervisor, to attend a show for fact-finding mission, along with one other associate from the township, and report back to the board. Is it 60 a person?
Yeah, the registration is $60 per person for the trade.
So to not
mileage.
What's that? Well, he'll have his vehicle too.
Yeah, I'll take
the time. So that should be covered. Not to exceed $120.
I'll second that. Any discussion?
Before we vote, just a question, Jim. I'm sure you probably have. Have you talked to county engineering relative to who they use, where they get their equipment, things like that?
Exactly how I found out about Cincinnati. That's who they take all of their jetter pumps down to. It's the only place locally close enough.
Right, that's a good idea.
Other than sending them to Texas. I mean, you get to the bigger pumps, they got to go to Texas.
Mm. Yeah. So before we vote on this, Robin had a good question. Generally, when you're going that far, you're going to stop for potty breaks and lunch. Do we need to extend that 120?
Yeah, that's what I thought.
I mean, that's up to you. We can always stop. I mean, stop and go to the restroom, whether you do.
Right,
or
but you know. So normally, a lot of.
I mean, they're going to travel back and forth every day.
Right. Because normally, when we do something,
it's 18th through the 20th.
There's a factor in when you send somebody to either to a conference or to something, that there's meals that were included and et cetera and et cetera. So the only reason saying that is because I don't know what there's a certain limit that is given. So I don't know the limit, so I can't say add that to it.
$10
each.
$15 each, $30. So
we'll do $150.
$150.
No, like for the total amount.
Right. Oh, okay.
Yeah,
I was,
They're doing catered lunches.
From 58 to 30 bucks and plus 120 is 150.
Not to exceed 150.
If there's send you to New York.
So this will be, this includes meals?
Yes. Okay. Included meals, not to extend, not to exceed 150.
Okay, so there's a motion on the floor. Any other discussions? We're at 150. I seconded. John made the motion. Okay, I'll do a roll call.
All right, Ralph?
Yeah.
Ari?
Yes.
John?
Yeah,
yes.
John likes those breakfast products that he pays the New York
Times. All right.
You know they charge $125 for breakfast in New York.
Okay.
But it's fat free.
Yeah. All right, anything else, Jim?
No, actually, thank you very much.
So, Jim, if I could... A couple things that I wanted to kind of ask you your opinion on. So getting this fixed, and you probably know how I am. It's nice to have two in case one breaks or etc. There's two things that we could do. Once we get this machine operated, and I agree, and I love what you're saying about another machine that's more up to date, that is more user friendly for our what we've got. Would you perceive seeing to keep the other one, or would you want to sell it later on?
I guess the way I would look at that would be, if I can get $15,000, $18,000 out of this unit,
yeah,
and possibly be looking at something that could cost up into the 60s, 70s, or whatever,
yeah,
I'd rather take that money and put it towards that and then finance the rest of it instead of making, you know, one lump sum payment and finance it and be able to pay it off over.
Just wanted to get an idea where, what you were thinking on that.
I would rather sell it to... Well, utilize it. I just think it would be a smarter move.
Well, I think that you'll see at this show what they're going for.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that'll give you a good idea of, like, because anytime you go to those type, I've known you, you send me texts at one time, pictures of some of the stuff that we've seen that was there and and stuff like that. So I think that gives you a good idea of what stuff is going for.
I think our best move would be to sell it.
John, what you have for find one? You're good at locating stuff on the internet.
All right. Any discussion? Any other questions for Jim from board? Thanks, Jim.
Where is this money coming out of?
We went down general fund.
Okay.
Thanks,
Jim. Thank you.
All right. Fiscal department.
We have it for trial.
Yeah. I just want to make sure it's noted.
You guys have anything to report out on?
Yeah. Earlier this year in January, when we redid everything, and we forgot to read a resolution for the fire chief and his assistant on the cell phones. You guys, the board, would pay them one-time payment of $700 for the use of their private phones. So you can open that. The chief can maybe speak on it too, because he forgot to mention it also.
I have no idea how much that.
It was $720 for the whole year, and it's a one-time.
For both their phones.
Both their phones.
Yeah,
no, they both got $720 and $720.
I think it was $60 a month. Whatever.
I think you're right.
Yes.
That it?
Yeah, so go ahead.
So I'd like to make a resolution number.
It's going to be 034.
Thank you. 20034. To cover the cost of cell phones for both police, Fire Chief Adams, Assistant Chief Adams, as well as Jim Welch. Not to exceed
$20 each.
If there's no further question, and this is a reimbursement for their
personal
cost of their personal phones.
I'll second that. Any other discussion? Hearing none, I'll do a roll call.
Okay, and what? Where is this coming out of?
This would be general.
It comes out of the fire department.
Fire department.
Fire department. Yeah.
Out of their phones.
Gotcha.
Yeah, we just need to authorize to spend the money.
Yeah,
right. They have them there. Yep.
Okay, Ralph?
Yeah.
Ari?
Yes.
John?
Yes.
Gentlemen, that's all I had.
Cool. Rob, you have anything?
I just have one thing that we need, because I was listening to the tape. I didn't have a chance to get the minutes to you guys. I don't like to give them to you at the last minute, but I was listening to, you approved a resolution 20-021 to make a purchase for Reichard Ford and for Jim Stevens, but it did not say, you guys discussed the general fund. But when you stated the resolution, you did not state that it was going to come from the general fund.
So for
because it would normally just default out of the road department's fund.
So I'd like to make an amendment to resolution number.
So it's 20-021.
To state that those funds come from the general fund.
All right, thank you.
Is there a second?
I'll second that.
Any discussion? Hearing none, I'll call for a roll call.
And that was for repairs.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Those turbos.
Yeah, because I just wanted to make sure, because typically it would just default from the road department. So, Ralph?
Yeah.
Ari?
Yes.
John?
Yes.
Thank you.
And thank you for catching that and keeping us on track.
No problem.
Do you have anything else? Awesome. I don't have anything. John, you have anything? Great.
I just had one quick thing. I'd like to thank Jim Stevens for what a wonderful job he's done to keep the snow from coming.
He's doing it just as fine.
I know. Because our roads are looking really good.
Ralph, you got anything?
No.
All right. Mark?
Fire Chief took my mine, but I've got two quick things I'm going to add. We received, and it was deposited, a $500 grant from Otarma that I applied for to pay for cones
and flares
to the police department. So
that's good.
So I found that we can probably do that every year. So fire and road, you guys have to compete on whose receipts I'm going to
flip a coin. The last 4 years.
Okay. Thanks for bringing that up. So fire, give me $500.
I'll get more clear.
Oh, okay. So, and the other thing, it was mentioned a little bit earlier, I think Robin mentioned it in regards to individuals talking about some properties, but let me pull it up here. Franklin County Department of Sanitary Engineering has recently announced the commencement of round three of the Money Back Brown Road East Sanitary Sewer Project, financial assistance program. They will be holding an open house here to answer questions of individuals, households, and stakeholders in the area. The open house will take place at Franklin Township Hall, 2193 Frank Road, on February 11th from 3 p.m. to 6 p.m.
And that's what day?
Tuesday. February 11th is Tuesday.
Okay, just so the public knows.
Mm-hmm.
Could we make sure we get that on the website?
Yeah, it's been on Facebook.
And I saw it on Facebook.
And I'll put it on the website.
Yeah,
cool.
All right, anything else for Mr. Potts? Lisa, do you mind grabbing me the speaker cards? Thank you. Mm-hmm. All right, Mr. Blevins, you're up.
Yes, sir. First of all, I want to apologize. 2 weeks ago, I wanted to speak on this, and I got sick. So I did sign the thing, and I asked Byron to let you know I had to leave ill. Yeah. So I just wanted to apologize for that. Ralph, I haven't been up here in front of the public. I want to congratulate you on winning the election, and I just wanted to say it publicly. Ari, congratulations on being the chairman. On a meeting held on 12-12, Jim, you and I had a conversation. I think you remember, and I made a statement that people think I'm a firefighter hater, and your comment back to me was, I don't think you're a firefighter hater. I wanted you to know how much I appreciated the fact that you said that.
I don't think that at all.
Okay. Mind. Because it ties in with my conversation tonight.
Okay. So,
on a meeting that was held on 125, Ralph, you were talking about the fire levy, and you said you ran into people that were going to be opposed to the fire levy, and you named two names. I'm not going to name the people's names.
Right.
And then you made a statement that you would not name the other names of people. But Mr. Fleshman took it upon himself at that point in time to say he will have a big sign on the back of his truck. If you don't mind, sir, I didn't even know on 11/25 that there was going to be.
I wasn't talking about you.
You weren't.
No.
Oh.
No. I wasn't. I apologize. I just said that because of what has happened way in the past before you came to these meetings.
Okay.
I assumed that the person that, you know, we've seen this in the past where there was signs and stuff like that. So if I said that and it offended you, I wasn't saying that that was to be you.
Well, that's my problem because I would like it to be known that in 2016, I have pictures at my house when my Halloween decorations were out, that I had a sign in my yard in support of the fire levy.
Sure. I
don't want it to be, you know, I had to fight this during the campaign because there was minions out there knocking on people's doors telling them that I was a firefighter hater, and it disgusts me. I had to put up with it during the campaign. I no longer have to put up with it, and I'm going to defend my...
And I understand that, but, you know, at no point did I realize that tied into what someone else said.
To you, then, if that's the thing. No. But when I read that he'll have a big sign on the back of his truck, you have to realize that...
I think I said they. I didn't determine if it was a he or she.
Okay. Well, I wrote this down verbatim.
I don't remember. So, I mean, I thought they said they...
So, that being said, I don't really have anything else. I was prepared to go further, but if that's it, I don't really have anything else that I want to speak at this point. I know questions are next, and I have three questions that I'd like to ask at some point in time.
Do you want to go?
Thank you for your comment. There are no other speaker cards, so Mr. Blevins, if you have questions, you can go for it.
On the meeting on 12:30, that was stated that there was going to be a compensation package offered to Aaron Chrome, 1 month's salary and 1 month's insurance. And I don't remember Miss Rice getting a compensation package, and I don't remember the young lady who left from Lisa's office since I've been coming to the meetings. And you made a good point earlier, John, when you said this is the taxpayers' money when Lisa had to pay some fines or something like that. So when you offer a compensation package, that would be the taxpayers' monies also. And so I'm curious why we pay compensation to some people.
I'll just comment. We are in ongoing conversations with employee information, and so that is ongoing, and we can't discuss employee compensation or any pending negotiations that may be taking place due to personnel. What's the clause in the Ohio Revised Code? We're in ongoing discussions and negotiations. On it, so we can't comment on it at the moment.
Okay.
Yeah,
basically, the state says keep your mouth shut.
Yeah, we're not allowed to talk about it until everything's finalized.
On 12/9 in your meeting, it was stated that Valley View has not paid for the fire protection in 2019. Has that been taken care of?
So, sir, if I may, I went to the meeting and basically took a bill. The way that it had worked in the past, we received all the fundings and the way it came in. Now it's divided up amongst three different people. It's divided up amongst Franklin Township, City of Columbus, and also Grandview. Well, they got a bill, and they thought when they paid the city was going to break that down. So Mark, I got a hold with Mark. I took it to the meeting on Monday. The mayor's going to get with you, and we'll get this worked out to where that will be paid.
Okay, because everybody else pays their taxes.
Right.
And I think they should pay theirs, too.
Right.
And then last but not least, I'm still waiting on the all-exclusive for the modular. I've still not been able to get it. I went to the fiscal department, and they told me that they don't have all the information.
I'm
sure. Told me that all the information was in. So,
if I may, as far as I know, is what we have spent and et cetera, everything should have been, you know, paid out through the fiscal department. I'm sure that they can somehow get that.
Her and I were working on that.
I think the only thing that was pent, I just needed a final confirmation that the floor was done. And
yes.
I never got that.
Yeah, the floor's been done, right?
Well, I knew it was paid for, but was the actual work done?
Yes.
That was the only part we were pending on, so I wasn't releasing anything.
Okay.
Until we knew for sure, because he's wanting an all-inclusive, so I don't want to give a partial.
Gotcha.
So as long as it's good.
Everything's been paid for, and it was...
Well, I know it's been paid for, but I waited for the work to be done, because I knew there was a gap between the payment and the work. So that was all.
Thank you.
As soon as we get...
Any other questions from the audience? Any other questions, Terry?
What is that total bill?
We don't know. We were just waiting on that last final figure.
No, it was paid. If I remember, part of it was covered.
That particular bill was paid out of our budget because there was some... somebody was making comments or something about spending too much money, so we decided to take it out of the police budget.
But it was under $1,000 or so?
It was like $1,100.
$1,100?
Yeah.
All right. Any other questions? Seeing none, we're adjourned.
Time?
I'm going to beat John's time.
An hour and 15 minutes.
I'm working on it.
Yeah, it's going to be on the, on the 3rd of July. Yes. And everyone's at Red, White, and Moe.
That's exactly right.
We smooth everything out.
Oh, thank you. Thank you, John. Oh, we're so glad that trusty horn's out here every day smoothing things out for us. Now we're going to see him at the cigar bar. We're gonna drop by.
He didn't even know it was there.
Yeah.
We got to get him a few.
We're going to have to move the meeting over there.
Can you get it?
Yeah. Has everything been signed? Did you guys sign everything?
Yep, it's all good.
Yeah. Perfect. Thank you.
No, thank you.
You want anything out of your folders?
No, thank you.
Good. John, you want anything out of your folders?
No, just leave everything in that.
All right, thank you. There you go, Lisa.